we call you holy. You are marvelous. You are miraculous. There is none like you. There is none like you.
With Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
Now, Jesus gave a story, and this was not a parable. This was a true, actual situation between two men. One of them was a rich man who had everything he wanted in life, and there was a poor man named Lazarus. Both of them died. When the poor man died, the Bible says that the angels came and got the poor man and took him to paradise. That was a place of rest. That was a place that was prepared for the Old Testament believers in God. And then the Bible says, and the rich man died, and they buried him. What they did to the rich man? Well, you know, they buried the poor man, too. But the Bible says that the angels came and got. What part did they come get? They didn't come get his body. They came and got his spirit and his soul. But when the rich man died, they buried him. But the Bible says, in hell, he lift up his eyes. The spirit and the soul went to a place called hell. And in this place is a bad place. I don't even want to talk to you about it. I just tell you that it's real. If there's a heaven, then there's also a hell. And Jesus said that hell was not created for man. It was created for the devil and his angels. But if the devil can talk to you and coming over on his side or keep you on his side, then you'll have the same destination. You'll go to the same destination that he destined to go to. God doesn't want any person going to hell because he know how bad it is. He created it for the devil. He created it for spirit beings who had rebelled against him. And then Satan infected the human race and made humans rebellious against God. People don't know why they won't serve God. God, the best thing ever happened. Why you wouldn't want to serve God? Why you wouldn't want to give God your all? He the best thing ever going to happen to you. But the devil will infect your mind and have you rebellious against God, thinking that God and serving God going to be boring and you ain't going to have no life if you start serving God and he going to take all the fun out of life. I'm going to tell you, I got more fun that I've been saved than I ever had when I was in darkness. I thought I was having fun, but I was blind. But when the light came, my eyes opened and then I saw there was nothing but death in what I was doing. I don't want to do that no more. See, the Lord showed me, when the day I got saved, this is what happened. The Lord showed me, when I asked God, I said, Lord, I made a mess of this life. Can I start over? Can I have my record expunged? Can I start all over again and make it right? And the Lord showed me, because I knew that I had messed up, the Lord showed me a giant chalkboard that had all my sins on it. I mean, covered up, a big old giant chalkboard, all my sins, covered up, no place to even write, sin on top of sin. And I saw the Lord take a giant eraser and start on the right-hand side and begin to erase all my sins. He started erasing the board. And when he finished erasing the board, he turned to me and he looked and he said, see, I have forgiven you all your sins. They are all gone. I don't even remember them anymore. And when I saw my record clean, something changed in my heart. A prayer came up out of me. I said, Lord, help me not to mess the boat up again. I don't want to mess it up again. The desire to please him came into me. The life of God came in me. Jesus came in me, lived in me, and gave me a holy desire. Then I didn't want to sin no more. So when the devil brought temptation, I said, what? I ain't doing that. Yeah, I know I used to do it. I ain't doing that no more. I don't want to do that. You out of your mind? You must be crazy. You know how you come to yourself? How many of you ever did something real stupid? Everybody raise your hand up. All right, you remember when you did something stupid and then you really look back at what you did and you say, why was I doing that? I shouldn't have did that. That was so stupid of me. Well, that's what happened when Jesus really come in. You see that old life you had is a stupid life. You wonder why you're living without him. So I won't live like that no more. All that did was create bondage in my life. There's no bondage in heaven. There's just freedom. Amen? There are two eternal destinations available when a person dies and passes through this life, heaven or hell. It stands to reason that if heaven is real, then hell must be a real place too. Jesus said that hell was created for the devil and his angels. Heaven is a reward for living a righteous life and trusting Jesus as your Savior. Heaven is a prepared place for the sons and daughters of God. So who gets to go to heaven? Sons and daughters of God. Sons and daughters of God. Heaven is a prepared place for everybody, but not everybody makes the decision to become a son or a daughter of God. And then I've heard people say, well, we all the children of God. We all God's children. No, we ain't. We are all God's creation. He created all us ain't his children. Because the Bible speaks about children of God and children of the devil. Children of the devil cannot inherit heaven. Children of the devil have a place that's been prepared for the devil and his angels. Not even prepared for them, but that's where they're going. So in this life, it's like this. You're either a child of God or you're a child of the devil. Ain't no in between. You see this ring right here on my finger says what? What that represent? It means I'm married, right? That I've stood and made a vow. That I gave my life to another person to share till death do us part. I made a lifetime commitment, didn't I? All right? I can't say, well, you know, I might be married. I'm hoping I'm married. Well, I'm believing I'm married. Well, I'm trusting I'm married. Either I am or I'm not. Either you're married or you're not married. So either you're a child of God or you're not. It's just that simple. Heaven is a prepared place for the sons and daughters of God. Amen? Don't ever forget about that. Who gets to go to heaven? Sons and daughters of God. Can you become a son and daughter of God after you die? Nope. It's too late. If you die a child of the devil, guess where you're going? If you die a child of God, guess where you're going? Just that simple. So I made it real simple, right? We all believe heaven real, right? We all believe that heaven is a good place. It's not bad. Right? And we know who gets to go. But heaven's prepared for everybody, but not everybody will accept the free gift. Right? Can I offer you something and you say, no, thank you? Well, Jesus offers us salvation, and there are many people that say, no, thank you. Not now. I ain't ready yet. I don't want the gift right now. Just hold on, Jesus. I remember when I was 12 years old, I did something real bad. It wasn't real bad, but to me it was bad because I thought my dad's going to kill me over it. But I prayed a prayer. I said, Lord, if you just don't let my daddy whoop me, I'll serve you when I get 20. I'm 12 now. When I turn 20, Lord, I'll serve you if you just don't let my daddy whoop me today. Because I knew my daddy's going to tear me up. I said, my daddy going, Lord, I might die today. I'll know there's a God in heaven if you don't let him whoop me today. And guess what? I got home. My daddy came home. I lied to him. But he didn't believe the lie. You know how your children lie to you and you know they lying? You know, it's kind of like if you have a glass on the counter full of something and the glass spill and the stuff all over the counter, and then the mama walk in and say, who did it? And they say, nobody. It just turned over by itself. I was just standing here and it just turned over by itself. Now, you know your mama and dad ain't gonna believe that. They know you lying. I had did something like that that my daddy said, boy, and I know that ain't happened. So I told him the truth. And then I got ready for a whooping, and daddy say, you know what? What you broke, I can fix. And he went out there and got the tools and fixed it, and I didn't get a whooping. And I said, oh, Lord, I'm called to preach. It's a God in heaven, my Lord. Lord, when I'm 20, I told you 20. But really, I regret that I didn't give my heart to Jesus that day. I was 21 when I got saved. I wish I had not wasted my teenage years. You know, I just wish I'd have just done it while I was young. The younger, the better. Most people have an encounter with God between the ages of 4 and 14. 80% of people get saved have an encounter with God while they're children. That's why it's important for you to have your children in church. People that don't go to church at all, sometimes it's very difficult for God to reach them. They almost had to have a tragedy in their life for God to break through on them. How do you prepare yourself for this journey? So that's the fourth question. How do you get ready for heaven? Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house, there you go, talking about the Father's house again. There are many what? Mansions. Oh, it's a beautiful place. If it were not so, listen to this. He said, if it were not so, if it wasn't true, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. So when you die in the Lord, saved, a child of God, then you go to be with him. Hallelujah. How do I make preparation for the journey? Let me tell you, in Mark 1:15, Jesus said this, the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe the gospel. It is time to repent. The time to repent is now. The word repent means to have a change of mind and a change of heart. It means to make a change for the better. It means that you ask God to forgive you of your sins. You know, like the day that I got saved. Now, I hit rock bottom, but when I asked God, I said, Lord, can I start over like I never did nothing wrong? Can I start my life over? This life here ruined. Can I start this one over? You know how sometimes if you're losing a game, you done got behind? I got off to a bad start. Let's start over. All right, that's the way I was that day. I said, Lord, let me start this life over. The Lord said, I'll let you start over. And from that moment forward, he forgave me of everything in my past, completely wiped it out, and he gave me a brand new life. I said, now, Lord, this time I need some purpose. I need to know why I'm here, because my life don't have no meaning, no purpose. I need to know why I'm here. Give me a reason to live. Give me a purpose to be alive. And all of that came inside of me that day. And my life was totally changed. What did I do? I repented. I said, Lord, I don't want sin no more. And God have to help you with that. I don't want to displease you anymore. I just want to live for you now. From now on, Jesus come into my life. He came in. I opened the door, he came in. He saved me.
You've been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust that you received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $8 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100. Or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71315. We invite you to join us.